This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
على آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد في الأولين، وصل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد في الآخرين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم علمنا ما جهلنا من القرآن العظيم وذكرنا منه ما نسينا. It's a blessing, alhamdulillah, that we're able to be visited by the blessed 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Although there's a great sorrow and sadness that we are unable, as many, many of the Muslim Ummah are unable to attend to the Hajj this year, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles us with our ability to continue to worship Him, to ask of Him, to make dua to Him, to seek of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala what we cannot seek from others, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors us in this life and in the next. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us our sins and our mistakes. And inshallah, the intent over the next 9 days inshallah, up and including the day of Arafah, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the day of Arafah, that we can atone for our mistakes and our sins and turn to Him in seeking forgiveness and asking Him for His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way that is sincere and personal in our hearts between us and Him, but in also a way that we join together as a community from different places and different times. And may this be a reason and a facility for it, that we can come together asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our errors. Allahumma ameen. Later on today, for some of you, if it's your Sunday, or for us in Australia, it'll be tomorrow morning, I have a talk about the lessons that we can learn from the tradition of the Prophet ﷺ in his Hajj. You can find this on my social media streams and also through Al Maghrib Institute's social media streams, inshallah. I hope that you'll join with me. It'll be 5 p.m. New York time, 5 a.m. Perth time, KL time, inshallah. Please do join us if you're able to, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. As a way of elevating your dua, you want to put it in combination with other good things. I do recommend, inshallah, that you take a consideration for the project that I have, which is a sponsorship for Orphans Project. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it something that we can sponsor 1,000 orphans this year, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We're more than halfway through, and may Allah open your hearts to that cause. Each and every morning, each and every night for these 9 or 10 days, I'm going to initiate a dua for myself, for my family, for you and your family. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answerable to us on account of the genuineness of our heart, the trueness of our purpose, and that we've turned only to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking from Him what we could not ever seek from other than Him. And I ask you, inshallah, to say ameen, to continue with your prayers, whether you are listening in your headphones or watching along. Make dua me as I make dua for you. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord Almighty, the Almighty Allah, the one true God, the one who we can never account for His praises. And He is the only one who can count for His praise as for Himself. He is the one who sent us our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lead us to His sublime countenance and face. Exalted is the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has power and ability and strength over all things and all decree over our life and all that which He has brought into creation. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to honor us with a worship of Him that is sincere and that is in conformity in the teaching of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon His sunnah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us refuge and protection from knowledge that doesn't benefit us, that we don't put into practice. We ask Allah to protect us from hearts that are not humbled in devotion to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from eyes that do not shed a tear or weep out of love and longing and fear of Him. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us power and supremacy over our sinful inner cravings that may be and that may never be satisfied. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to have our supplications and our dua elevated and heard by Him. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يسمع، يا أرحم الراحمين. Oh Allah, we ask you with your most perfect words and most perfect names to protect us from your anger and your punishment, to protect us from the evil that may reside within your creation and your servants, and that you do not let the touch and the appearance of the shayateen ever be present in our life. نَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِنْ غَضَبِهِ وَعِقَابِهِ وَشَرِّ عِبَادِهِ وَمِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ اللهم آمين. Oh Allah, we ask you for your strength and your ability that it be in work of that which we seek of good in this life, that you extend it to us by your leave and your permission, that you give us مَدَدًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh Allah, we request of you the request of those who are weak and needy, those who are seeking you and have no one to turn to but you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we recognize that the sacredness of this month, the prohibitions that you have made upon us, are for our own good, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Oh Allah, allow us as we enter into the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the conclusion of this Islamic calendar year for us, Ya Allah, that you seal your favor upon us, Ya Allah, that you have accepted from us the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, that you made us and counted us from those who stood before you in prayer in Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah, that you are from those, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, who has forgiven us our sins, that which we know we have committed and that which we have forgotten or have been led astray in, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you in the sacredness of this month to make us from those who are protecting to the boundaries that you have sent to our Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we are from those whose hearts are awake to sami'na wa ata'na, we hear the command of our Lord and we obey. We ask you, Ya Allah, to make us from those who are mitla'een, those who are subdued and turned over to you in all obedience and in humility, Ya Allah. We pray, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, that you allow us to be from those who grant security to those who are in fear, and that our wealth be a cure for those who are sick, and that our prosperity be a remedy for the austerity and the needs of others. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to give us joy in bringing joy into other people's lives. Ya Allah, allow us to be from those who end the poverty and the hunger of the needy and the orphans, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to use us for good and not use others instead of us, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Allah, to bless us with love in our heart that will bar us from hate, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to bless us with rizq that doesn't distract us from you, Ya Allah. From rizq that is beneficial in our dealings with others, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. We ask you, Ya Karimu, Ya Aziz, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. We ask you, Ya Allah, to make us from those who put their strength in that which is pleasing to you, Ya Allah, and that we find our submissiveness and our humility and our humbleness in all that which is pleasing to you, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Allah, to give us sabr in the times of calamity and to temper us whenever we are in a state of anger, to allow us to calm down and be able to restrict ourselves from that which will bring injury to ourselves and others with words or actions, Ya Allah. We ask you to give us humility when we are in ascension and success above others, Ya Allah. We ask you to grant us the ability to forgive when we have been offended, Ya Allah, to show kindness when we are in superiority and authority over others, Ya Allah, that we are charitable and have a love for giving, Ya Allah, when we have found wealth in our household or when we are in austerity and difficulty, that we always have a share for others, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to bless us with Al-Qur'an al-Azim. Allow us to learn of it that which we may have not yet learned, and allow us to remember of it that which we have been led to have forgotten, Ya Allah. We ask you to permit us to remember you in the days and in the evenings, Ya Allah, as we wake and as we go to sleep, Ya Allah. We ask you to illuminate our heart with your words, to release our stress and our tension and our difficulties with its rhythm and its sound, Ya Allah. We ask you to elevate us, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, with your spirit, with the spirit, Ya Allah, of the Qur'an, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Cleanse us from our errors with the healing of the Qur'an. Oh Allah, make the Quran a shifa and lima fi sudur. Make it a cleansing and a healing and a removal for all that which hurts and harms and perturbs our hearts, Ya Allah. Increase our love for you through our learning and the study of the Quran, Ya Allah. Allow us to meditate upon its wisdom and to practice it and to teach it to others, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to cure us with Al-Quran al-Azim and to protect us with his blessings, Ya Allah. We ask you to make us followers of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to lead us to his sunnah, that we love it more than we love any other way of life, Ya Allah. That we are of those who follow it internally so that it can show and flourish externally in our behaviors and words and clothes and habits, Ya Allah. We ask you to, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to make us from those who will be recorded in the record of Illiyin, those who are worthy of passing as-sirat al-mustaqim, and being of those who enter Jannatul Firdausi with our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to grant us your favor, to forgive us our sins, to complete your forgiveness upon us that leaves no trace, Ya Allah. Reform us and upgrade us, Ya Allah, in the best of ways, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Ya Allah, accept our deeds that we will perform in these 10 days, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open our heart to charity, Ya Allah. Open our heart to reading more of the Quran, Ya Allah. Open our heart to making the morning dhikr and the evening dhikr, Ya Allah. Open our heart to being forgiving of those who have wronged us, Ya Allah. To being of those who are inviting to those who have turned us away, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to grant us a conscious heart and a softness in our ways and dealings, Ya Allah. To make us content with your laws even when they oppose that which is desirous for us, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Allah, to protect us from the illnesses and sicknesses of the heart and soul, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from envy, from arrogance, from pride, and from showing off, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to grant us your shade under the arsh, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. We ask you to shield us and increase us and protect us and love us and show us your mercy and grant us barakah in our days and lives, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to make us from those who are saved with the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves, and if you don't forgive us and show us forgiveness, then we will be from those who are losers, Ya Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. There is no God, no deity except that is you, Ya Allah. We ask you to grant us forgiveness. Glorious are you, Ya Allah. Don't let us be from those who remain as wrongdoers, Ya Allah. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to grant us your forgiveness, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Accept our repentance. Make us from those who turn back to you, Ya Allah, when we have gone too far. Accept from us, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. You are the most merciful and the most forgiving, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِنْ نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ Ya Allah, don't blame us and hold us accountable for the times we have forgotten or have fallen into error. O Allah, we ask you to forgive us and to lighten our burden in this life and not to place upon us that which is more than we can withstand, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to forgive us and to guide us and to have mercy upon us and pardon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the protector. Give us victory and give us sufficiency and give us assistance against those who have rebelled against you, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزُقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا O Allah, we ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to allow our heart not to deviate from you once we have found this guidance, Ya Allah. And give us from yourself your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us your mercy, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Rabbana atina fi al-dunya hasanatan wa fi al-akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab al-nar. Oh Allah, we ask you for good in this life, good in the next life, and to protect us from the punishment of hellfire. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. Oh Allah, bless us and from our families that which will be pleasing to us, Ya Allah, and make us imams and guiders to that which is right, Ya Allah, in this life and in the next, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت Oh Allah, you are my Lord, you are all of our Lord, Ya Allah. There is no God that we turn to but you, Ya Allah. خلقتنا ونحن عبيدك. You created us and we know that we are your servants, Ya Allah. وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَعَدِكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْنَا. We will remain upon this covenant and the promise of faithfulness to you, O Allah, alone, Ya أرحم الراحمين. نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا. We ask you, Ya Allah, to protect us from the evil that we have committed. وَنَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيْنَا. We turn to you, acknowledging your favor to us, Ya Allah. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Accept from us our asking for your forgiveness, Ya Allah. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. No one forgives them but you, Ya Allah. No one forgives the sins but you, Ya Allah. Allow us to be from those who have their record cleansed in these 10 days, Ya Allah. Make us from those who are successful in our pursuit with our families and our homes and our children and our teaching, Ya Allah. Make us from those who are successful believers, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. Oh Allah, you love to pardon and forgive sins. Forgive us and pardon our sins. You are the most forgiving, Ya أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from anxiety, fear and grief, Ya Allah. ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل. We ask you to protect us from inability and cowardice and laziness, Ya Allah. ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل. We ask you to protect us from being those who are stingy and unwilling to share of their barakah and their khayr with others. ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from being under the watchful eye of others who are seeking us harm and under the burden of debt, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'. Oh Allah, protect us from knowledge that doesn't benefit us, Ya Allah. Wa na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. We ask you, Ya Allah, to protect us from the loss of the favors that you have bestowed. وَتَحَوُّلْ عَافِيَتِكَ. And that you will change for us the well-being that we have into difficulty, Ya Allah. O Allah, maintain our well-being, Ya أرحم الراحمين. وَفُجَاءَةَ نِقْمَتِكَ. O Allah, we ask you to protect us from the unexpectedness of your anger against us for our sins, Ya Allah. وَجَمِيعِ صَخَطِكَ. And from anything that angers you, Ya Allah. اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا عَمِنَّا وَمِنْ شَرِّ مَا لَمْ نَعْمَلْ. O Allah, we ask you to protect us from the things that we have done, وَمَا عَلِمْنَا مِنْهُ وَمَا لَمْ نَعْلَمْ, from that which we are aware of and that which we are unaware of, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from the punishment of Jahannam, from the punishment of the grave, Ya Allah. ومن فتنة المحيا والممات, from all of the trials that we will face in this life and as we enter into death. ومن شر فتنة المسيح الدجال, and from the protect us from the fitna and the test and the trial of the deception of the Dajjal. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min munkarat al-akhlaq wal-a'mal wal-ahwa' wal-adwa', Ya Rabb al-alamin. We ask you, Ya Allah, to protect us from all of the undesirable and evil morals and deeds, from undesirable and evil desires that we may inflict our hearts, and from the diseases that are found in society. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min jahdi al-bala' wa darki al-shaqa' wa su' al-qada' wa shamatat al-a'da'. Ya Arham al-Rahimin, we ask you to protect us. We ask you to protect us from the distress of any trial that we will face, from the lawlessness and the misery and the difficulty of depression, Ya Allah, from the perversity of difficulties of fate that we are seeking to counter, Ya Allah, and from having malicious, rejoicing enemies who may seem to be friends outwardly, Ya Allah. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wahdina wa'afina warzuqna warfa'na, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to forgive us and to show us mercy and to guide us and to grant us good health and afina, Ya Allah, and to provide for us and increase our sustenance, Ya Allah. Allahumma zid lana fi arzaqina wa barik lana fi ma razaqtana, Ya Allah. O Allah, increase our rizq and put barakah in what we have, Ya Allah. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. Oh Allah, conceal our fault and remove from us our fears, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, join us in the rank of النبيين with our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make these days, days where we grow into greater love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وصل اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم طب القلوب ودوائها. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Before I depart, inshallah, I just wanted to encourage you to continue to do some good, as I regularly do. For those of you who are with me in the month of Ramadan, I maintain this with you now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you khayr, inshallah. Make you and I from those who are blessed in this life and blessed in the next life. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease and success and facility. And one of the ways we can do this, inshallah, as I'm sharing it with you, is to continue to be a blessing for other people's lives. I have begun a little bit earlier the Best 10 Days campaign, and I'm hoping that we can sponsor 10 orphans each and every day for the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, inshallah. These are real children, subhanallah, who have real difficulties and problems. May Allah protect our homes and our families. Some of their names are there for you and their locations. Of course, we can't give you the first and last name just due to privacy, but these are their ages and the localities. We've endeavored to make it from across the world, from Sri Lanka to Lebanon to Yemen to Palestine. Alhamdulillah, I've completed 160 Palestinian children have been sponsored, and therefore you don't find them in this particular list. And alhamdulillah, these children are from Sri Lanka, Somalia, and Lebanon, and Yemen. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens all of our hearts to be able to do good for this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support you. There's a link for it on this particular session, and I'll just share it with you in the chat, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it of barakah and ease for all of us. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I hope to see you again in the morning. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.